when you look at how far the state has come in terms of not just making arrests, but also in the sentencing of these traffickers and the buyers, are organizations like yours happy with what we're seeing so far in terms of the laws that are on the books?
Absolutely. According to Shared Hope's Protected Innocence Challenge, their report card, we right now they grade the laws on the books, and we have a B. We do know that there's room for improvement, but we think every session we take a tiny step in the right direction, and we're really pleased because we have some of the toughest penalties and some of the best prosecutors here in our state.
But sentencing depends on enforcement. Enforcement depends on resources. So are we seeing the local authorities moving forward with arrests when they have enough evidence to make them?
Absolutely. We see more local law enforcement agencies joining the MATCH task force, and that is a combination of different law enforcement agencies across the state. So as we see more individual agencies and precincts try to determine ways to be proactive and go after them, we're connecting.
And they would depend on, especially when it comes to the court process, they would depend on victims willing to tell their stories. So where are we with that?
I think we have some of the best services here in Georgia, and I think as we have a lot of survivors who've turned into experts, and as more survivors begin to stand out and they don't feel the shame, it empowers other people to say, you know what, this is really not my fault. I can speak out against it and I will be safe.
Your organization got to sit in on some of these stings. Can you, without being too graphic, can you sort of talk about some of the things that you actually heard and people were trying to actually use the internet to order up a child and calling these numbers that they got off the internet?
Absolutely. The internet is now the virtual street, so it makes it so much easier for someone to go on and specifically seek out what type of person they're looking for. What we found, even with the online activity, is that most people don't necessarily seek out a child, per se. There's this will for ignorance where they like to dance around the age. But we know that ads that just have sex for sale, they get considerably less amount of clicks than those ads that have keywords such as barely legal, teen, petite. Those types of ads get a lot more clicks, but we recognize that. That the internet gives this kind of anonymous feel to it, and people think that you can't find out about it. If we wait to rescue victims, then we're actually taking a little bit too much time. We really want to empower communities to prevent it themselves, to identify girls earlier. Everybody needs to take the approach. It just can't be one single effort.